The Hainesboro manager says he'd like to extend his contract, and a wood pellet boiler in Sitka explodes, injuring one person. It's a KHNS Local News. I'm Margaret Friednauer. Those stories and more up next. On paper, the Hainesboro Assembly meeting looked like it would be short and uneventful on Tuesday. But that was before Borough Manager Mark Ernest announced he would be open to extending his contract another 12 months, past its June 2013 expiration. Ernest announced the idea while giving his report partway through the meeting. The Assembly even went ahead at the meeting with proposing to take action at that time, and at least three Assembly members were ready to vote to extend Ernest's contract Tuesday night. But the motion was finally superseded by a different motion to postpone the vote. And at that point, Mayor Stephanie Scott had to break a tie vote, which finally moved the matter to a November Assembly meeting.
So it is a tie, and I break the tie by voting in favor of postponement.
Ernest, in March, offered his resignation, saying he was speeding up his retirement date from when his contract would expire in June 2013. The borough at that time began its search for a new manager. But in June, the Assembly voted to rescind Ernest's resignation when he said he was interested in staying with the borough, either as an interim manager or in the position permanently, until the end of his contract. At the time, Mayor Stephanie Scott recommended keeping Ernest on as interim manager on a month-to-month basis, while a new manager was found. But the Assembly voted instead to keep him permanently and suspend its search for a new manager. At that time, Assemblyman Norm Smith voted against the motion. Assemblywoman Deborah Schnabel was not part of the discussion or vote because she had applied for the manager position herself. Ernest said at the time he and his wife were looking into an out-of-state school for their gifted son. He said it was decided that it would be better to defer his son's enrollment in the school for a year. But on Tuesday, Ernest said in speaking with his family and considering the many capital projects underway at the borough right now, he was interested in extending his contract until June 2014.
Yeah, they just wanted to give you that option, and I would be very interested in that if the Assembly sees fit to make that decision.
The Assembly was scheduled to discuss an item on the agenda titled Manager Transition Plan. The Personnel Committee had met to recommend the Assembly begin moving forward with recruiting applicants for the position, giving the Assembly ample time to find, hire, and train a new manager before Ernest said he would retire in June 2013. But on Tuesday, the manager's comments about his interest in staying came up during his manager report. The Assembly went on to discuss other matters in the report until Assemblywoman Joanne Waterman, joining the meeting by phone from Anchorage, made a motion to extend Ernest's contract. Mayor Stephanie Scott questioned whether the motion could be made without prior notice or public hearing, but Borough Clerk Julie Causey said technically it could.
It's not out of order.
Okay.
Technically, the Assembly can take action at any point on the agenda from the time the meeting convenes until it adjourns.
In discussing the motion, Assemblywoman Schnabel raised several issues. Schnabel said she was concerned going ahead and voting to extend Ernest's contract without first reviewing or evaluating his performance. She said she would prefer Ernest present his intentions in a more formal way. He had not included the idea to stay in his manager's report dated October 9th, although the report was included in the Assembly packet as of last Friday. Schnabel said she would prefer some written explanation of his interest in staying.
But I think that with the history that we have and with some of the issues that we have had with our manager, I'm very willing to continue to work with the manager, but I would like to feel more comfortable about the process by which we make our decisions. And this seems rather abrupt and contrived to me.
Smith, a member of the Personnel Committee, said he did not like the idea that Ernest's contract seemingly has no teeth and that he has previously resigned and then rescinded his resignation.
I guess my question is, when does it end? When do we stop? When do we accept resignations and then change our minds to advertise? And then when does the manager change his mind again that he's not going to stay? When does this end? That's my big question.
Okay.
And it's like we have a contract, but it really doesn't mean anything if one or both parties decide not to uphold the contract.
Jerry Lapp, Steve Vick, and Waterman voiced support for the motion. Waterman said, taking into account the number of projects underway, that renewing Ernest's contract was the most seamless option for the borough and to keep the borough projects moving forward another year.
We all have to make decisions in our lives that, you know, center around our family or our job or our living place. I guess I don't feel bad about being flexible enough to allow people to change their minds.
Smith also raised a point that in the recent election, Damon Hoffman did not run for re-election, and Dave Barry was elected to take his seat. Barry's first meeting will not be until November 6th. Smith said it wasn't fair to voters that Hoffman take part in such an important vote when voters had the impression that Barry would be on the assembly by the time a new hire for the manager position was to be discussed and decided on. Mayor Scott does not usually take part in votes unless there is a tie, but she offered her preference and suggestion on the matter.
My concern is that it's a big decision, and I would like to recommend that the motion be postponed, during which time the manager can present a formal offer and rationale that we can all look at and feel comfortable with.
She said she was also concerned with the lack of public notice and involvement on the item.
I'm uncomfortable with something coming up with so little public notification. All the notification that's been in the public record has been about a transition. And I think that that's what the public was expecting. And we can change course, but I would like to do it a little bit more deliberately and thoughtfully than having to make that decision tonight.
In response to the mayor's concerns, the motion to extend Ernest's contract was then superseded by a motion from Schnabel to postpone the matter to the November 6th meeting. Waterman, Vick, and Lapp voted against that motion. Smith, Schnabel, and Hoffman voted in favor. Mayor Scott broke the tie by voting in the affirmative. A motion to extend Ernest's contract will now likely appear on the agenda for the November 6th meeting. Also Tuesday, the Assembly introduced an ordinance that would make policy and code changes for the 2013 heliskiing season. Manager Ernest had suggested several changes to the heliski rules, including consulting with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game wildlife biologists before adopting any proposed changes to the heliskiing map. Ernest wrote in his report, this would help the borough identify any possible areas of conservation concern. He also suggests implementing a user fee for skier days at an amount of $2.50 to go into effect in 2014. He suggests amending the heliskiing map to open terrain for heliskiing in the Four Winds Mountain area and requiring permit applications and requests for skier days to be due by August 31st of each year. The Assembly voted to amend the ordinance to include some of these suggestions, although more discussion will take place at the next meeting when more amendments and changes can be introduced. The Assembly also heard about a proposal from the Haynes Hockey Group to build an ice rink on the old primary school lot on Main Street. Assemblyman Damon Hoffman discussed the idea, but said the group is rethinking its proposal because it would want the rink to be aesthetically pleasing and that maybe there's a better place for a more permanent rink. Some Assembly members said they were supportive of the idea, although Assemblywoman Schnabel said she would like such a project to be part of the committee process and part of a facilities master plan before it's implemented. Mayor Stephanie Scott had hoped to have her appointments for the new Federal Priorities Ad Hoc Steering Committee be approved Tuesday night, but it didn't turn out to be that easy. The appointments were on the consent agenda, meaning they would have been approved at the beginning of the meeting without discussion. Schnabel asked that the item be removed from the consent agenda. However, Schnabel had to leave the meeting before the item came up for discussion and a vote. Mayor Scott said Schnabel had wanted to explain she would vote against the recommendations, not because of the individuals Mayor Scott was suggesting to appoint, but because Schnabel had not supported the creation of the ad hoc committee in the first place. But with Schnabel absent, the Assembly only had 5 members present, meaning 4 votes were needed to approve the motion. Only 3 members voted for it. Smith and Waterman opposed the appointments. Smith said later he voted no because he also did not support the creation of the committee, which the mayor wanted to form to create and promote the borough federal priorities. The mayor said Wednesday, with the defeat of the motion, the convening of the committee is now delayed. She has called a committee of the whole meeting for next week to figure out with the assembly how to proceed. We had planned on bringing you a story this newscast about wood heat. The Haynes Borough has been extensively researching the feasibility of wood heat boilers for borough buildings. And we were going to bring you a story about a new wood pellet heat boiler recently installed at Coast Guard Air Station Sitka. But unfortunately, that story had a development today. A civilian contractor was injured at the Coast Guard station today when the biomass boiler exploded in the station's main hangar. This incident happened at about 12:30 Wednesday afternoon. The injured man was transported by local EMS to the hospital. Commanding Officer Ward Sadlin said Air Station Sitka personnel and local authorities are working with investigators to determine the cause of the explosion. The station's other two biomass boilers have been shut down pending the results of the investigation. Air Station Sitka is the first base in the Coast Guard to convert to the biomass system, which burns wood pellets instead of fuel oil. For KHNS News, this is Margaret Friedenauer. Thanks for listening to your local news on KHNS. We appreciate your support.